Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
It's time for another Christmas Wish, and this morning we have Michelle on the phone. Hey, good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Hi, Michelle. We got your nomination for Christmas Wish for Sherry. Now, who is Sherry to you?
She's my sister-in-law.
All right.
What we're going to do is we're going to get her on the line here, and then we'll have you read your nomination, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on. She doesn't know we're calling, does she?
She does not know. She has no idea.
Oh, good. Surprise. This is the best.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sherry?
Yes.
Sherry, it's Jagger and Christie calling from Magic 92.5. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. We do this thing called Christmas Wish every year. Have you heard about it?
I have. I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, well, we then have your sister-in-law, Michelle, on the phone. Say hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
So, Michelle sent a nomination in for you for Christmas Wish. Would it be okay if she read that right now?
That would be great.
All right, Michelle, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to cry. Sorry. So, Sherry, I wrote, where do I begin? My sister-in-law, Sherry, is one of the strongest, bravest women that I know. She's a wife to my brother, David, and a mother to my niece, Haley, who's 9, and my 2 nephews, Dylan and Trevor, 5 and 2. And she is fighting stage 2 breast cancer. Imagine that, 30 years young and fighting the scariest battle of your life. I can't imagine what she's going through. Sherry is someone that everyone in her life can depend on. She loves unconditionally and is always putting others before herself. Since being diagnosed, she has been taken out of work so she can fight this battle. Having to solely depend on a single income for a family of 5 is hard. With medical bills piling up in the holidays here, things are very stressful for them. I would love nothing more than to help them in any way that I can. Sherry deserves to have a ray of light during this tough time for her and her family. Thank you for taking the time to read this, and God bless you.
Well, so...
I love you so much, Joe. I love you, too.
Sherry, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling okay. I'm actually going in right now to pretty much prep for my chemotherapy and cut my hair and donate it for kids, for wigs.
Wow. Well, let's talk about your hair a second, because according to Michelle, it's really, really long and beautiful hair.
It is.
Yeah. So this
it's not an easy thing for me to go chop it off.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? The way you're doing this is perfect, because you're gonna make somebody else very happy with that hair. We've seen the work that they do, and someone is going to get that hair, and so you are going to pay it forward, and we thank you for doing that. I know it's going to be tough for you.
So we thought we would just make Christmas a little easier, help you, you know, push through this, because it's probably going to be a rough couple months here. So do you guys have your Christmas tree yet?
We do. We actually just got it put up this last weekend.
All right, you know what? This is pretty fun, because we found that, you know what celebrities do? They have 2 Christmas trees in their home. And so what we would like to do is our friends at Armstrong's Garden Centers would like to give you a $75 gift card. And so you can either A, go get another Christmas tree for the house, or buy some decorations for the one you have, okay?
That would be amazing.
All right.
And then there's the matter of the Christmas dinner. And we have some new friends to Christmas Wish this year at Barron's Market. They're really a wonderful place. They've got organic stuff, all kinds of specialty foods. You can put a amazing Christmas dinner on your table with a $100 gift card that they are offering to all our Christmas Wish recipients this year. So you got that going.
Oh my gosh.
So money's a little tight because of medical bills and stuff?
Yeah, medical bills are starting to pile up fairly quickly. And it's just my husband working. It's been pretty emotional.
With some of the bills and all that, there's some stress. So we want to make sure the kids have something under the tree this year. So let's first start with Haley. That's your oldest?
Yeah.
And how old is Haley?
She just turned 9.
Turned 9.
All right. My gosh. Isn't she a girly girl?
Oh, my goodness. The makeup starting, everything.
Oh, no. Well, we'll try to keep her in dolls, because we've got a Vampirina Beach Center cruiser for her, and we've got a Cheeky Fairies doll set for her. So you can wrap that up and put that under the tree for Haley.
Oh my gosh.
Now, is Dylan 5? Dylan's 5.
Yeah, he turns 5 next Wednesday on the 18th.
All right. I picked something especially out for Dylan myself.
He did.
I think Dylan would love to have a Razor scooter.
Oh, yes, he would.
All right. And to make sure that he's safe, I also want you to wrap up a helmet and put that under the tree for him for the scooter, okay?
Awesome.
And so you have a 2-year-old, huh?
Yes, my little monster.
Trevor. Well, we have some really dear friends that produce Ryan's World toys. So we've got this awesome Ryan's World toy box for Trevor that I think he's going to love. We also have A couple other things that you can wrap up under the tree for, actually both the boys, a leap start and a leapfrog that I think they both would love.
Oh, definitely.
All right, so they got something to open underneath the tree in the morning. That's going to be good. The thing about Christmas time and the holidays is bills add up, and you've mentioned that. So we wanted to see if we could help you out with some of that. I understand you have a rent that you need to have paid. We'd like to pay your rent. We'd like to give you $800 to pay your rent.
Oh, my God. That would be so amazing.
Will that take a little bit of the burden off?
Yes, that takes off a whole lot.
Yeah, because, I mean, I feel like the last thing you need right now is the stress of bills. And as a matter of fact, I think you could probably use to pamper yourself a little bit. So we have friends at Del Mar Plastic Surgery, and they gave us a really beautiful basket full of their skin line. And they also included in there a gift certificate for a facial. And we want you to go do that and just relax a little bit and you know, wash away some of this stress that's probably everywhere you turn.
You guys are amazing. Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Now, let's talk about the medical bills, because, man, I know those things pile up, and you get behind on those, and you start really, really worrying. So we wondered if it'd be okay if we just gave you $1,200 to take care of your medical bills.
Oh, my God, that takes care of almost all of it.
Good.
Oh, my God.
We heard about that from a little bird. How you doing, Michelle?
I am in a wreck.
So
I'm just so happy and so grateful for you guys.
Well, you're welcome. And I got to tell you, Sherry, you and I have something in common. Mm-hmm. I'm a cancer survivor.
No.
And I lost my hair, and I know what that's like. So I went to Sears and got a $30 wig. It looked awful, but it was the best thing I ever did because it felt good to me.
We have pictures.
So here's what you want to do. We'd like to give you $500 toward getting a wig so you feel better about yourself.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. I can't. I don't know how to thank you guys. This is amazing.
You don't have to thank us. You just relax and get through this situation that you're in and come out on the other side stronger than ever. That's our hope for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And Michelle, thank you for letting us know about Sherry.
Thank you, guys. I cannot believe that you're going to have the wig was such a big thing for me for her. Her hair is so beautiful. And oh my gosh. Thank you, guys.
And I got to tell
you,
and until you don't have your hair, I can't tell you how big a thing a wig can be. So I totally get it, and you go in there, and you get yourself a wig and whatever you want.
We're wishing you the best with your treatment. We're wishing you the best, you know, strength when you get your hair cut. I know that's happening soon.
Yes, in a few minutes, I'm going to walk in as soon as I stop crying.
Oh, my God. Well, hey. Pretend that we're there holding your hand, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Guys, all I need to make this wish come true is Merry Christmas on the count of three. One, two, three. Merry Christmas!
If you know someone who could use some help this season, nominate them. Or you can even give back and make someone's Christmas wish come true. Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.